Undercover Carson, Secret Agent, Operation Death Ray, Assignment in Rio.
Could scarcely complain to London of lack of variety and diversion in this South American assignment. The exotic French-Italian dancer Fay Corelli, the aloof and increasingly mysterious Helena Jensen, and Paquita Riffio, the alluring fashion model. And it was through Paquita that I believed I was going to meet my blonde flyer and so track down those six European scientists. But with Paquita, it was a business deal. She was going to sell the information so that she'd have the money to break free from her manager, the hulking Eric Seidel. We had half an hour before the rendezvous. Sir Giles Davenport's servant was to be the go-between. You know, Sir Giles, pleasant change to drive along these fine streets at a moderate pace. Local taxi drivers go hell for leather. Struck them bad last day or two.
Never fear, Carson. Our Angelo sometimes carries on as if this Rolls were made to fly. But I think if we park here about somewhere, we might conclude our arrangement.
Here, Excellency.
Yes, Angelo. Close in by the tree.
As you wish, Excellency.
We're quite handy to the appointed meeting place, Carson. No more than a leisurely 5 minutes' walk.
I don't suppose Angelo will be long in changing his identity.
Indeed not.
Senor, in a moment, when I've completed the parking of the car, I will demonstrate to you.
Of course, Carson. I prefer the quick change when Angelo switches from the soul of politeness to murder incarnate.
Fortunately, Sir Giles, I've only seen that in reverse.
Now, Senor, first for the coat. I exchange the shawl, and for the cap, the sombrero, as it is called by you, and finally, for the gloves, the tray of curios.
Amazing.
No, Excellency, I'm all prepared.
Not quite, Angelo.
My chair's not.
But in what respect do I fail to be the part of the curio seller?
You haven't the main item in your tray.
Oh, indeed not, no. Oh, but that must come from you.
You got it, I trust, Carson?
So, here.
Quite a large and attractive purse.
What's in it more attractive?
Of course, the 25,000 cruzeiros.
Here, Angelo. Now you'll handle it right away.
Be well assured of that, Senor Carson. The young woman will not receive the purse until I have the name of the place where this former flyer of fair hair may be found.
So.
Well, then, so far, so good. I think, Angelo, you'd better make your way over to the Avenida Rio Branco.
As you wish, Excellency.
Set yourself up somewhere close to a building entrance.
Depend upon that. Close by me, there will be a pillar or some similar concealment where you and Senor Carson may wait unobserved.
That'll be top-notch. But, of course, Angelo, you won't sell the purse to some casual passerby.
Excellency, before I do such a thing, I would surely sell my own soul.
You sold that years ago, you rogue. But be off with you. We'll saunter over a short while after you. Hey, Carson?
So, Sir Giles, 10 minutes. That should give us more than enough time. Good spot he picked, must I?
Couldn't be better. A vestibule full of dark shadows, a yard or two from the pavement, and the rogue himself out there drenched in the sunlight.
Looks the part.
A man of many parts, Carson. There's no doubt you'll find out as time goes on. But speaking of time...
I was just glancing at the watch.
I noticed you. How long since we made the arrangements by telephone with the alluring Senorita Riffio?
A shade under the decided hour.
Better look sharp, then.
I've already spotted her.
You have?
Sir. Last door, other side of the avenue. She's having a good look at Angelo before coming across.
Oh, yes. But, man, she is a stunner.
She is, Sir Giles. She's coming over now. Better get right back in the shadows. Yeah. City of glorious sights, Rio. But where could you match the sight of Paquita Riffio walking across in the sunlight? her slightly exaggerated nonchalance adding to her lissom charm. She went right up to Angelo. They began to converse. Sir Giles and I were straining so hard to hear that we took little notice of a car that slid up and stopped.
Can't hear a dash thing, Castle.
They're talking too low.
Progressing well. See, Angelo's handing over the purse.
So? But that car.
Someone's grabbed the girl.
Walter, into that car.
Great heavens! Angelo! Angelo!
Back, Sir Giles. We didn't show ourselves.
But, oh, bold fellow, Angelo. He's on the running board.
You mean he was?
Jove, Carson. He pushed off.
Yeah, looks all right. Let's get out of here before a crowd congregates.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Angelo will join us at the rolls.
So, let's hope he got that information. Otherwise, we've donated 25,000 cruceros to Eric Seidel.
You mean the fellow
who... So, Paquita's so-called manager. He was driving that car. But let's go. It's Angelo.
At last. Men, what detained you?
Excellency, I've got some difficulty in slipping away. There were people there who desired to detain me so that I could tell the story to the police.
But you didn't?
Indeed not. I escaped in a roundabout way.
Good. You haven't been followed, but we'll get into the car and get well away.
So, but the information, Angelo?
Senor, I handed over the purse, therefore I have the information.
Ah, stout fella.
This man you seek, he may be found at a place called Ocetal.
Ocetal, the cellar. Cafe, perhaps?
See, close to the Avenida Mendoza.
Where's that?
The Lardar district, Carson, bohemian locality.
And the one you seek frequents this place on most evenings after the hour of 9.
Be there tonight. Sir Giles, looks as if we have our blonde bird at last.
No, senor. Seek one who is fair, and then you will be greatly disappointed.
Oh? How so?
This flyer is taken to wearing a beard.
Beard? Go on.
And like his head, senor, it is dyed to the color of black.
Very valuable information. And as I said, I'll be there tonight. Didn't refuse when Sir Giles suggested that Angelo might trail me to the cafe and wait outside. Starting to like the fellow, appreciate him. Ocetal, well named. A cellar leading down off a side street. Dim, fairly crowded. Entered, wondering whether this was going to be merely the start of another leg in the search. But the luck was with me. The fellow was sitting alone, morose, disheveled. Mind if I sit here? Thank you. You may be able to help me, my friend. I'm looking for a man who now wears a dark beard, such as you wear, though his hair is naturally blonde. He was formerly a flyer with the German Air Force. Quite a bit of information on him one way or another. But as far as I can gather, he does talk.
Yeah, he does.
Then you are Carl Schmidt?
It is a name that I once possessed. But why should you be interested in me?
I believe you have information which is valuable to me.
And from what nation are you?
Need you ask?
Yours is not the first smooth English tongue that has come seeking information from me.
No?
No, my friend. Who are you?
Best I don't say, old chap. But the information?
No, I have not imparted it to anyone.
I see.
They are greatly sought after, these six men.
Matter of fact, old chap, this source is prepared to pay handsomely.
You interest me.
And you interest me, too, Herr Schmidt. This is no trifling matter, so best I speak in mind. To judge from your appearance, things aren't so bright.
Why do you speak your mind in such a way?
Valuable information, old chap. Fellow's down on his luck. Natural to sell.
I told you, my friend, I have not imparted the information.
How so?
Because in many ways I have sunk so low. It is only by safeguarding this information that I have been able to retain the last particle of my honor and self-respect.
I see, old chap.
Ah, you would not understand.
Perhaps I do. But I assure you, The purpose to which I will put this information...
Yeah. Always for the good. How often do I hear that? They all say it.
Who, for instance?
You would very much like to know, no?
So?
No, my friend. That also involves my honor.
You're a strange fellow. Didn't expect you to be anything like this.
Yeah, I am strange. Even to myself, I am strange.
If it would help, perhaps I am prepared to reveal something of my background.
But this, then, it is no place in which to talk.
Elsewhere, then? Go now?
No, nothing tonight. There is too much else upon my mind.
Tomorrow night?
It will be the same still. The night after.
Time's precious to me, you know.
The night after.
Right. But where?
Along this same street. Perhaps 7 or 8 shops. There is a quiet cafe.
Dimly lit? Lantern hanging outside?
Yeah.
Noticed it passing. Well, seems I'll leave you now.
Yeah. And it seems you are about to be urged to leave me, my friend.
How so?
There is someone hastening toward you.
Huh? Oh, Angela.
Senor, you must leave in great haste. Outside.
Not another reception committee?
No, senor. On this occasion, they're planning to come inside and...
Planning? Or already coming inside?
Senor, I fear they now crowd the doorway. This is a cellar. I fear also there will be some difficulty in getting out.
First, the lucky break. Then the bad, in the shape of half a dozen ugly bruises. I was caught in a cellar. How was I going to find my way out of this particular trap in Operation Death Ray?